and getting away. They're escaping and with his like number 60, Sears. Bryce Sears.
Yeah. Hey, he made something out of nothing right there, and that is on that one of those plays, that is what you need to do.
Sears could have easily lost 10 yards on that play. He had a defender on both sides of him. He spins out. Sears has got some wheels, but he was tackled in the end by number 35, Mike Messing.
Looking at a 4th and 11 here as we're running down under 4 minutes to go here in this second quarter.
4th and 11 for the Lakers on the Bad Axe, 29-yard line.
And you think this is one of those plays where you would think that you would have to roll out and throw.
You got to do something to get 11. You got to go for 11 yards. Yes. It's 4th down. So.
And we have a rollout by Sears. You know, drops back.
He's got
to throw.
Oh,
right through the fingertips.
Right into the hands. 19. It looked like Dalton Heretzky. Yeah. I mean, that was a perfect
pass.
That
was perfect pass. And
Oh, boy.
That was an issue where he was going up the field before he caught that ball. You have to look that ball in before you can turn and run.
Had both hands up, and the ball was right between his hands.
That was a perfect pass there by Sears. And fortunately, Bad Axe gets the ball back now.
Well, it could have been a first and 10 for the Lakers. Now be first and 10 for the Hatchets.
And I'm sure they are thinking now, get another score before the end of this first half. And
I'll tell you what, though. Keep that play in mind, Stephen, because you know what? It worked. It was there. Yeah. The receiver
was open. He was open, yes.
I mean, good. It was tight coverage, but the receiver could have caught that ball. We'll see that play again. Hatches with the ball. They're going to split receivers, three on the right side, one onto the left. Pass off to the right side.
Complete to number 25.
25, Cody Telaski.
Telaski.
Number 10 and 44 in for the Lakers, Anthony Sheridan, and number 44, Jared Ryder, in on the tackle.
I'll tell you what, again, in week one against Howard Beach, Cody Telaski was huge in that ball game. Blackstock and Telaski have a great connection, and you really see that on that field.
Yeah, look at, you know, he ran his route. He ran his route. He got the position. The ball wasn't there. He moved to get it and stay open.
He made a play
there. He did just stand there. He moved to stay open, and, of course, the quarterback sees that. Blackstock sees it, and here comes the ball. So first and 10 for the Hatchets on the Bad Axe 41-yard line.
Three wide to the left here for the Bad Axe offense. Under three to go.
Again, splitting receivers this time. Three wide left.
Hand off up the middle.
Boy, Lakers are going for the strip
Clancy
on that ball. Clancy tackled by number 82, J.T. Warren of the Lakers. Boy, Warren, J.T. was going after that football.
He was worried about getting that turnover.
I'll tell you
there.
What, if the and you can see that right now, these defensive ends and linebackers for the Lakers are not only going for the tackle, they're going for the strip.
Yes.
They want a turnover.
Absolutely.
2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Hatchets on top by 8 and with the ball.
Another Bad Axe score here would not be good for this Laker team. They need a stop here desperately.
Second down and 6. Hatchets with the ball on their 45-yard line. Again, splitting receivers, three wide left, one on the right side.
If it rolls out to the left. Blackstock. He's in trouble.
Looking, nothing there. Fumble.
And we have Lakers recovers the ball.
Oh, what a big turnover. Number 12 back, Vince Blackstock, was back to pass number 82. Big J.T. Warren
gets that ball. Wait, and just as you're saying, J.T. Warren's going for that ball. Next play, he gets that ball that he wanted.
He gets the ball. Who else is in your face? 78, Blake Smithers, who's as big as a house.
Absolutely.
67, Weston Bowles, who's as big as two houses.
Yes.
I mean, those two big guys were in his face, and then you had big J.T. on the outside stripping the ball and taking him down.
And there was nowhere for Blackstock to go there. And that is a stop and a turnover that Lakers desperately needed. Now they need to get the ball in that end zone before halftime.
1:57 to go here in the second quarter. In Bad Axe, Lakers with the ball, first and 10, on the Hatchet 38-yard line.
And you think that Lakers need to be aggressive here on offense to get that ball down the field.
Yeah.
And in 2-minute drill, they need to get that ball down that field in a hurry.
Well, there's, you know what, I'm waiting to see a timeout here. Yep, that's
there
what
it
was. You could see. Yeah, as the Lakers were looking to the sideline, Ethan Wisner was looking to the coach, and he's got his hands up, standing back there like, where do we go?
Some confusion there.
Well, he wasn't the only one. So were the other 10 Lakers on the field.
Yep.
What was going on? So we got a quick timeout. Let's see if we can sneak a quick timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem. I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're back here at Bad Axe Field. What a time we've got, as we just had a fumble recovery as the quarterback lost the ball. Recovered by JT Warren, the Lakers. First and 10 for Lakers on the Bad Axe 38-yard line. Need to make something happen. Boy, here's a play we see a lot.
To the right, back to Kretschmer. I feel like we've been saying that play a lot so far this first half.
Maybe a fourth, the fourth of the plays so far tonight for Lakers. In on the tackle, number 52, Toby McPhee. And there's another name we're calling all night, and we'll be calling to the end of the game.
Absolutely. He has been a force on that defense so far tonight.
Second down and 8.
Looks like we have some wideouts now on this Laker offense.
There's a flag on the play.
It looks like we're going to have a false start on the Lakers on this play.
Looked like 23, Zach Kretschmer was wide
dead ball
out.
Foul on the offense. False start. Repeat second down.
Yeah, it was Kretschmer on the outside. I don't know if he was going on the first noise, but he was about 4 yards down the field by the time the ball was snapped. You couldn't hide that one.
No. There was no getting away from that one.
So that'll bring up a second down and 13 for the Lakers on the 40-yard line.
The motion, Kretschmer. Sears drops back.
Boy,
he
beats a tackler.
And he gets it.
Yeah, looks complete.
Looks like we have Garrett Bowles, it looks like.
Yeah, Bowles with the reception right around the Bad Axe 35-yard line.
Got out of bounds so that clock stops.
Well, that's what they've got to do. Yep. They've got to get to the sideline, Stephen.
Yep. 1:14 here to go in this first half, and Lakers trying to get in the end zone before that halftime.
Get it outside. Stop that clock.
What they cannot do right now is run up the middle. A game plan for this time right now.
But maybe they will. Here we go, back to pass.
Sears throwing out.
There's the play right there.
Again, Bowles.
Garrett Bowles complete. And they run back to get in the huddle as they got to hurry up. Lakers with a hurry up offense. Looking at Verberg in the sideline, calling the play with 107. 27, Jack Fisher in on the tackle for the Hatchets. 103 to go here in the first half. Lakers with the ball.
We have Sears in the shotgun here.
First and 10 on the 28. And we're going to have a penalty on the play again. Now this time it's going to go against the Lakers.
Dead ball, false start on the offense. 5-yard penalty, repeat first down.
Number 10, Anthony Sheridan, the receiver, split far wide out, almost to the sideline. Did what we saw earlier. He was probably 5 yards down the field, though, this time before the ball was snapped.
One thing an offense cannot have when they're struggling is penalties, and Lakers cannot get away from that penalty bug so far.
They've got to listen to the snap count and see what it is what the quarterback is calling.
Drop
Sears
back,
rolls
a quick
on the right
pass
side.
Up to drop by number 28, Wisner.
In and out of the hands, about a 10-yard pass. That was
we've seen a few of those
just
today
kind
so
of
far.
Lobbed to Wisner, and again, looking to run before they catch the ball.
Exactly, yep.
He could have had that easily in his hands. He was standing on the sidelines, but, that happens.
And it looks like we have a 3rd and 15 now, 45 seconds to go in this first half.
Well, Lakers are keeping themselves out of the game right now.
Yes. Sears under the center. Another drop back by
Rolling
Sears
back.
And early pressure, and he gets
Sears
sacked.
Breaks free, but in on the tackle, chasing him down, number 71 for the Hatchets.
Cody Bailey.
Big tackle by Cody Bailey.
That was huge in this moment. Under 30 seconds.
You know what?
To go.
Hatchets are celebrating, and Lakers are the line. Here goes the play, and they're going to down the ball. So Bryce Sears quickly downs the ball with 26 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Well, I'll tell you what, they're lucky they didn't run a play.
Yeah.
Hatchets were celebrating. The whole defensive back guys were high-fiving, and the Lakers were on the line. I probably would have ran the play.
Probably snap that ball quick and throw it up.
Run a pass.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking at a 4th and 15 now for the Lakers. Under 30 seconds to go here. Sears back in shotgun.
Sears
looking
takes
to the
snap.
Left side. Airing it out. Number 10, and we have a touchdown,
and a pass
Anthony
complete.
Sheridan.
Number 10, Anthony Sheridan. Oh, there's some sweet revenge.
There
Sheridan
it,
had that
yes.
earlier pass in and out of his hands, and let's see if it's a good touchdown.
Waiting for the call.